Welcome back to The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. More than a year after the explosion that flattened much of the Texas town of West, the debate continues over the storage of explosive chemicals in our towns and neighborhoods. The Texas legislature did nothing to create better regulation and safety standards about these chemicals, and now Texas Attorney General Greg Abbott rules that homeowners have no right to that information if there is explosives and dangerous chemicals near their homes. Well, what do you think? Do you want to know if there are explosive chemicals there near your family? I want you to call in. The number is 210-614-8980, 614-8980, and you can email us at thesource@tpr.org. Our guest is Matthew Hartner. He is a policy consultant for Public Citizen Texas. Matthew, what do you make of Greg Abbott's ruling?
Well, it just seems to be inconsistent with the transparency that the Texas government in general and the Texas legislature preaches over and over again. And it also seems to be inconsistent with conservative values that they also tend to preach. The community absolutely has the right to know what is living in warehouses nearby them. These Tier 2 explosive chemicals are very, very dangerous, and it's very, very important that the residents in these communities know what is sitting nearby.
Right. Well, Greg Abbott is also the Republican nominee for governor, but as Attorney General, he says that we have to balance the right to know versus public safety, that there are bad guys in the world, terrorists, like the people that blew up the Murrow building in Oklahoma City, that want to get their hands on these chemicals. And by posting this as information, public information, then we're basically drawing a map for these folks about where to get these volatile chemicals.
Well, I think the McVeigh, Oklahoma City reference is a very, very poor one, because McVeigh got all of the information about where the ammonium nitrate was from sources like the phone book. He just drove around and he bought small quantities of fertilizer from a number of different stores in Oklahoma. He didn't take the time to fill out the form that you would need to fill out to get that sort of information from the state of Texas. Nobody wanting to do harm to no terrorist, domestic or otherwise, is going to raise the red flag of filling out a form that it would take to receive the Tier 2 information from the state.
Right. If it was posted online, or maybe they could use a third party to get that kind of information about where these chemicals are stored. But just by allowing that information, I mean, is that even a valid theory about, you know, we look at the behavior of terrorists and how they act. Earlier in the hour, we mentioned the Boston Marathon bombings, and those bombs were constructed using household items, or rice pressure cookers and things that you could buy at any Walmart.
Absolutely, that's correct. And the reason that Ronald Reagan set up this Community Right to Know Act in 1986 was to help honest Americans know what they're living near. And those are the people that use that Tier 2 information. It's not terrorists. If you follow the actions of any terrorist, as I said earlier, domestic or otherwise, they are not going to ask the government for the information of where these dangerous chemicals are stored.
So where are we right now with where these chemicals are stored? Do people know today if there is something in their neighborhood that could blow up, or if it leaks, it would be toxic and that their lives would be in jeopardy?
As we stand, about 2 weeks ago, they do not have that information. To the best of my knowledge, the only people that are in possession of that information right now are the local emergency planning committees, the state emergency response commission, as well as emergency responders locally.
Well, that's what one thing that Greg Abbott also points to. He says that local first responders do have that information, and he pointed to West as an example of things going properly, that the volunteer fire department in West, which suffered great losses due to that explosion, had access to the information about what was being held at that fertilizer company there?
And they did, in theory, but that presents another problem in that there is no oversight of these chemicals to speak of. The federal government doesn't have the resources to be inspecting every place that's storing Tier 2 chemicals. The state would probably be best equipped to check on these places, and they don't do it with due diligence. And so local, especially volunteer fire departments, are saddled with this huge responsibility of not exactly knowing what they're walking into. And Mr. Abbott went a step farther in an op-ed that he wrote yesterday for the Austin American Statesman, where he suggested that the Texas legislature pass a bill that would move all of the right-to-know type information to the local fire departments, further saddling these volunteer fire departments with things that they're just absolutely not equipped to deal with.
In West, the volunteer fire department went to the fertilizer company, and they were spraying water on the facility as it was originally burning, and that turned out to be the exact opposite of what they should have been doing. They didn't have the training. Obviously, they didn't know what they were dealing with.
That's absolutely correct, and I think that we definitely need to take more seriously training of people that work on site in these storage facilities, as well as the local first responders.
We asked the folks on Facebook what you thought about the decision by Attorney General Greg Abbott to stop providing this information about this critical information. Christopher called it appalling. Dennis said, stop the middleman and just elect one of the Koch brothers as our new governor. Todd said, do we really want terrorists to know where they are? If they did the proper safety studies to protect citizens, then I'm fine with it. Hopefully they won't be in our neighborhoods. So there's just, I guess, an idea, a concept, a notion by folks saying, keep it away from terrorists, but hopefully they're not going to keep it in my neighborhood. But you don't know.
Yeah, and that's absolutely the truth. And I think where it really does become difficult, and I understand that, is balancing public safety versus the public's right to know. But I think that there's absolutely no reason to believe that having a database that you have to access through the state through a series of written requests is inviting terrorists to look into what you're storing in these facilities. But it's definitely a balancing act that you have to walk.
Our phone lines are open if you want to join the conversation. We want to hear what you have to say. Do you think, where do you weigh in on the balancing of the right to know versus public safety when it comes to the storage of toxic and explosive chemicals that are in our neighborhoods? And so Matthew, of the he's with the Public Citizen Texas. How many more potential West are out there? I mean, was it just a rare thing that there was a fertilizer company right next to this little town? Are there more?
Well, there are absolutely more. In the state of Texas, there are 101 facilities that hold chemicals dangerous enough to affect 100,000 people. So it is just it's a problem all over, especially in the Gulf Coast area. There are quite a few facilities storing similar chemicals that have probably the potential to be much, much more deadly than the West explosion was.
Greg Abbott also was quoted saying something along the lines that people can find out on their own, that they can drive around and they can ask questions. I'm not really sure what he meant by that, but what do you make of that?
Well, it seems fairly asinine to believe that you could, as a citizen, drive up in your vehicle, walk up to a facility and just ask what's there. I don't think that you would be greeted with warm reception if you were to do that. I know a couple of television investigative journalists have tried it and have failed miserably, several of them actually being physically escorted off of the premises. So it doesn't seem to be a realistic idea that Mr. Abbott had.
Well, I mean, the West Fertilizer Company was called the West Fertilizer Company. It was right, that was on their signage. It was not a secret that what they were making fertilizer, and everyone knows what fertilizer is made out of, that it's ammonium nitrate, which is a highly explosive thing. You don't have to put a lot of brain power into figuring out that you were building schools right next to some place that could blow up.
And I think that's absolutely true. But I think what they most likely were, and I obviously can't speak for them not being a resident of that town, but I don't think that they knew how much fertilizer was inside of that plant and exactly what the repercussions would be if there ever was a fire. I think it very well could have been one of those situations where this can never happen to us in our community.
Right. There were no sprinkler systems or fire retardants available on site that would have suppressed the fire, the original fire that happened on site, which would have prevented the explosion. But people may not have known that available safety measures are not required in Texas and were not in place at that facility or other facilities that are around the state. You don't know what the guy next door to you is doing.
That's absolutely true, and there have been several bills and consecutive sessions that have been brought up in the Texas legislature to potentially make these fertilizer storage facilities, plants, things of that nature, more safe, and they have continuously failed.
And so, Matthew, you've been on this story, looking at this, what's happening with this issue. Are people paying attention to it? Is this just a one-off kind of a story, or is this something that's going to have some legs for a while, you think?
I don't see this going away. I think that West really resonates in people's memory, and I think that also people are smart enough to realize that this could happen to anyone, anywhere across the state of Texas.
Matthew Hartner, he's a policy consultant for Public Citizen Texas. We're talking about Attorney General Greg Abbott's ruling that homeowners have no right to the information if there's explosive or toxic chemicals stored in their neighborhoods. This is The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. Thanks for tuning us in.
This has been The Source on Texas Public Radio. David Martin Davies is executive producer and host. Paul Flav is the show's producer. Management and oversight comes from VP of Programming Wayne Coble. Chris Udaly is the TPR web editor. Support for The Source comes from the contributors to the Community Engagement Fund, including the Gladys and Ralph Lazarus Foundation.